Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, July 16th, 2019. On this day in 1965, the Mont Blanc tunnel linking France and Italy opened. Labor Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left has defended the ban on Sunday opening for Spätis and calls for stricter controls by the district, also for food sales at petrol stations. Breitenbach, in an interview with the Berliner Morgenpost, stated, quote, "Sunday rest, that is, Sunday as the day of rest from work, is anchored both in the Grundgesetz, or German Basic Law, and in the state constitution. As long as the Shop Opening Act applies, its provisions shall apply." Last week, two rulings by the Berlin Administrative Court caused confusion among retailers. On one hand, they confirmed the ban on opening late on Sundays, and on the other, it set new hurdles for the up to 8 Sundays open for sale per year provided for by the Shop Opening Act. Breitenbach welcomed the verdicts, stating, quote, "The court ruled that just because someone wants to make money and others want to go shopping is not enough for a Sunday opening." Illegal sales on a significant scale also take place at petrol stations. According to reporting, travel goods, tourist goods, and flowers are allowed, but Breitenbach continued, adding, quote, "The range of petrol stations is, of course, much larger. And if we look at new forms like the Riva to go, all I can say is that's not allowed." The Berlin districts are obliged to monitor compliance with the Shop Opening Act more closely. Breitenbach received support from the service union Verdi, which has filed a lawsuit against Sonntagsöffnung, or shopping Sundays. Verdi trade director Erika Ritter stated, quote, "We've been observing for a long time that a gray area has developed that has nothing to do with the legal situation. The union is not against Sunday openings in principle, but they must be within the legal framework." The trade association, on the other hand, criticized this sharply. Niels Busch-Petersen, chief executive of the trade association Berlin-Brandenburg, said, quote, "The condition of the Spätis has been tolerated for decades," adding that operators therefore rightly had the feeling that they were acting under customary law. The two court rulings on opening Sundays were a, quote, "severe blow to the retail trade." The trade association is calling for shop opening hours to be relaxed, as they stated that they are part of the tourism and leisure industry. As is customary in these industries, retailers themselves want to decide when to open their stores. Busch-Petersen also criticized Verdi for the lawsuits against the Sunday opening. He believes that the trade union represents a social group that has no relevance in the retail trade, adding, quote, "Only 10% of our employees are organized at Verdi, and the union has no basis in the retail trade." How to proceed has not yet been decided. The state of Berlin has lodged an appeal against the judgment on open Sundays. Breitenbach remarked that they must wait and see how the administrative court decides on their appeal. In addition to the planned Sunday of the Internationale Funkausstellung, or the IFA, which is open for business, the event will also include the Advent Sundays, which are open for business. Breitenbach closed by stating, quote, "According to the verdict of the administrative court, I don't know at the moment whether Sundays can still be opened at all." Despite skepticism and concerns from many, Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller, will not be dissuaded from his goal of a €365 annual ticket for buses and trains, stating, quote, "I believe that it's a realistic and feasible goal, and many positive reactions also confirm this." Lower tariffs or even free local public transport has been under discussion for some time now. Müller added that it's always an issue, and for many years it's been very far away from Berlin's financial possibilities. There was no money for necessary investments, for expansion and renewal in public transport. Now the situation is different. On the one hand, there are new demands on climate protection, and on the other hand, there is the desire of citizens for a green city worth living in with good public transport. In addition, there would be better investment opportunities due to the current good financial situation. And Müller believes Berlin should take advantage of the situation, adding, quote, we now have a time window where you can set such a goal and where you should get involved. It's clear that this must always take place in harmony with the expansion of infrastructure. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, Mueller made his suggestion last weekend at a meeting in Zurich and named Vienna as his role model. In Germany, Bonn and Reutlingen are currently testing 365 euro cards with the help of federal funding. The BVLG is pointing out that more vehicles and personnel would be needed if more people switched to public transport in this way. The VLBB added that transport companies would lose a great deal of revenue, which the state would then have to compensate for. In addition, cost-cutting measures must be accompanied by massive expansion of public transport services and infrastructure tariffs. For customers, good quality public transport is more important than tariffs. Mueller said that the Red-Red-Green coalition had already pushed a lot to make public transport more attractive. The offer has been expanded, and the Senate is investing massively in new buses, trams, suburban and underground trains. Mueller added, quote, "I very much hope that we can really discuss this together in Berlin politics. There does not have to be any political debate about it, because I assume that everyone accepts that all road users have their rights. But we have to do more together for a city worth living in with good public transport. I can't imagine there will be a fight about it." Berlin firefighters once again deployed overnight Sunday into Monday to extinguish burning cars. According to a spokesperson for the fire brigade, four cars were reported on fire at 3:30 a.m. in Charlottenburg. The fires were extinguished quickly and no one was injured. It was only a short time later that emergency forces were alerted again, this time for a fire in the stairwell of a 13-story apartment building in Staaken, where a baby carriage burned at about 4:15 a.m. According to the report, the task forces checked several apartments but found them empty. One resident and her three children who had left on their own had been taken to hospital for examination as a precaution. The fire in the stairwell was extinguished relatively quickly by the fire brigade and prevented it from spreading to neighboring apartments. And then, only 1.5 kilometers away, a few moments later, around 5:30, a car was reported on fire on Seeburgerstraße. The arson department of the Berlin State Criminal Police Office is now investigating whether the three cases are possibly arson attacks by the same perpetrator. The police assume arson in all cases due to the circumstances, especially since the burning cars in Staaken were not directly next to each other. However, the investigators have so far lacked any indications of a possible arsonist. Berlin researchers are again looking for volunteers for a bat or Fledermaus project. The Leibniz Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research will equip up to 60 participants with a bat detector. The institute announced on Monday that they would then use the devices to record bat calls from the end of August along defined routes. The data will then be evaluated by scientists and assigned to the various bat species. Interested parties can apply by August 4th and choose their favorites from 60 fixed routes. The first round started in May, and according to reports, about 50 participants recorded about 143,000 bats. In Berlin, 18 of the 25 species occurring in Germany have already been identified. Application information can be found by following the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.